Dozens of Alaska firefighters are battling blazes in the lower 48, including the deadly Tennessee fires that have destroyed or damaged hundreds of buildings. APRN's Josh Edge reports.
Fire crews from around the United States are working to extinguish more than a dozen blazes around Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, which, as of noon Wednesday, have left 7 people dead. Alaska Division of Forestry Public Information Officer Tim Mowry says more than 20 Alaska-based staff were in Tennessee earlier this week when the fire became deadly.
That night before, I talked to one of our guys down there, and he said the winds were blowing in excess of 80 miles an hour.
More than 700 buildings have been damaged or destroyed in Sevier County. At its peak, about 110 Alaska-based personnel were scattered around the southeast U.S. fighting fires in the drought-stricken region. Mowry was among the deployed and spent 2 weeks working in North Carolina. He says Alaskans are filling a variety of roles, ranging from support staff to initial attack crews.
Helping engage fires in several states, you know, Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, Kentucky. So in Mississippi, like I said, it's really dry down there, and all the states are having, you know, extreme fire danger.
And Mowry says fire conditions there are much different than those that crews are used to battling in Alaska.
It's mostly leaves, you know, that have dropped from the trees. And these fires are burning across the forest floor. And, you know, these leaves can get blown around and create spot fires. And I think that's, you know, when you had winds in excess of 80 miles an hour in that Tennessee incident, I mean, it's really hard to do anything with fire like that that's going to move that quickly. It's almost like a grass fire.
While basic firefighting principles remain generally the same from fire to fire, Mowry says the difference in a fire's fuel can require that crews use different tactics than those used in Alaska's backcountry.
One of the big pieces of equipment that firefighters were using on our fire were leaf blowers, because these leaves were, you know, continually falling down and blowing off trees, and so they were constantly having to go back and clear areas with leaf blowers and rakes and things like that.
Mowry says it was a positive yet interesting experience to work in an area where residents are not as accustomed to dealing with destructive large-scale fires.
People were very, very supportive, very appreciative of, you know, not just Alaska, but every state that responded to the call to send folks there to help. So that was impressive to see. And that's, you know, you see that all the time everywhere. But, you know, it just seemed like this was an unusual sort of a historic event for them. And they were very thankful.
About 75 Alaska-based personnel remain in the region. Funding to fight the fires, which includes bringing Alaska crews down south, comes from a mixture of federal agencies and the states where fires are being fought. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.